Welcome back to In Focus, right here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you one final time this morning. Big thanks to Riley County Assistant Fire Chief Doug Schmidt for coming in this morning to talk with us and really gave us a lot of very key, important information. Again, if you have an idea to light anything on fire with whatever, don't. Just don't. The conditions are terrible right now, as you just heard from Doug. He's worried. He was walking out. He was just saying to me, he's just hoping to make it through the rest of the day, because he mentioned that this afternoon the conditions are extremely dangerous for more fires that break out. He mentioned a lot of them that broke out over the weekend. So again, appreciate him coming in and giving us that very important information. Some other things I wanted to get to this morning on this Monday here in Manhattan, on Monday on In Focus. I really kind of try to do a little different things every now and then and kind of go over some topics. And I've thought of a lot of different names for it, but I'm thinking like Weekend Thoughts with Brady. Maybe that's something I'll go with. I don't know. We're still workshopping it. One thing I did notice over the weekend, actually it was on March 1st, actually it's from Thursday. We've been hearing in the CBS News briefs at the top and bottom of the hours about the tariffs proposed by President Donald Trump concerning foreign-made steel and aluminum. I saw a tweet from Senator Jerry Moran, who's actually of Manhattan, one of our two senators, along with Pat Roberts. He tweeted, "Tax cuts are only helpful to people who are able to earn a living. POTUS's proposed tariffs will escalate trade tensions with other countries, risking retaliation against our exports and lost Kansas jobs. We must not take one step forward just to take two steps back." So that's Moran's thoughts on that. I was actually planning on putting that in the morning news, forgot about it until I heard the CBS news. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that he did tweet a response to that. So if you missed that tweet, you can just go to his Twitter. It's just at Jerry Moran. And I retweeted it on my Twitter, which is at Brady Today. So you can, so you can check that out. Some other things I wanted to look into this morning. We talked about the Oscars already. We talked about that at the top of the show this morning. Dave and I went over some of the Oscar thoughts and also found that it was the lowest ratings for the Oscars in Oscars history. Also wanted to mention some things about a piece on ESPN SportsCenter Sunday morning, an SEC feature. That's something they do every Sunday morning on ESPN. They also aired it on Sunday night's SportsCenter about Frank Martin and his near-death experience, and it was very powerful. We've seen the trailer for earlier in the week, and I did not even know about this. I did not know that Frank Martin was that close to what he thought was his deathbed, and it's a very incredible feature that SportsCenter did. I can't recommend it enough. It was very powerful. I mean, I got to be honest, I was in tears at the end of this, and I'm not one to tear up very easily. This one struck me in a lot of powerful ways, and it's based off a story that the Kansas City Star did back in 2010, because this happened, and probably why we haven't really heard much about it, and maybe he didn't get the play that it would have got at the time, because this happened when he was a brand new assistant coach for K-State under Bob Huggins, and his organs shut down. He was feeling a fever coming on. He was warned that he might have pancreatic cancer. It was just, it looked like it could have been the end for him. And the really interesting part of this story is that his godfather was there, his family was there, and this was at Via Christi. Of course, then it was Mercy Regional back when he was in there. And they mentioned about seeing an Asian woman who they thought was a nurse come in and prayed with them when Frank was at his worst, when he was feeling at his worst. And honestly, he said in the feature that he called his wife and told her that he thought he was going to die and that he was feeling like he was about to transfer to the other side. And they had that meeting. They had that meeting with this nurse. Nurse leaves. I believe sees his wife in the hallway and says, your family's going to be fine. They never see this nurse again. And all of a sudden, Frank is better after a few days. Completely. Doesn't have a cancer prognosis anymore. It is obviously, as we know, went on to have success here, and went on to have success at South Carolina. And he said it just changed his life. He hadn't had a drink of alcohol since then. He got healthier, and is that also struck me as someone who I've given up drinking this year since New Year's Eve. Haven't done that either, and it really struck me. And really, what struck me was the end of this video. And again, if you missed this video, I shared it on my Twitter and retweeted it, so you can catch it there. Of course, I'm pretty sure you can just go to ESPN's website and check it. But what really struck me at the end of this piece was that after the Kansas City Star wrote that article in 2010, the Star had calls to the newspaper of other people in similar bad spots, sickness, near death, where they all described the exact same nurse that Frank Martin's family said visited them. Different people. And again, the hospital said they had no record of any person like that. And I got chills. The hair had to have been standing up on my arms when that part came on, when they shared that information at the end of the video. It probably won't come as a surprise to many people. I'm not the most religious person out there. But when you hear stuff like that, when you hear about these guardian angel stories, when you have that many people with that aren't connected to each other describing the same thing, wow, that's the type of stuff that really makes you wonder, really does make you wonder. And you know what? Maybe it's not a bad thing to believe that those things are possible, because you know, sometimes the world can get pretty dreary. And when you hear stories like that, it really strikes me. And I thought it was very powerful. Again, nearly teared up. It's on my Twitter. Check it out if you get a chance. And this is nothing like a Frank Martin versus Bruce Weber thing that I'm going on about here. Bruce Weber's had an incredible season, and I think he's done a good job this year of silencing a lot of doubters. This is, for me, the interest, of course, was that having Frank being here, that sort of association with K-State and Frank, and just hearing stories like that really gives you a lot of things to hope for. Almost running out of time, so I'm going to get right to it. I saw a comic book. I love comic books. This is Amazing Spider-Man number 201. And in it, Stan Lee used to always write these columns at the end. And you know what, Dave? Honestly, I don't know if I have time to read this one. I might have to put this on the back burner for another time, because we got about a minute left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're closing out. We got the closing theme here. Yeah, we're going to have to.
Talk about
a tease. We just don't know when that other time's going to be.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. It's evergreen, as we say in the business.
That's right.
It's evergreen.
Well, tomorrow, our regular bi-weekly visit with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Linda Morse will be stepping in as well. Be getting caught up to date on a lot of activity within the city of Manhattan. Get a preview of tomorrow night's Manhattan City Commission meeting. And talk about spring cleanup, I'm sure, among other things.
Always a lot to talk about.
Clark, Rush, Dan. And then this afternoon, the game, it's Wildcat Insider Jeff Mitty at 7 o'clock tonight on K-Man.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. K-Man.